You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Hello and a very warm welcome to this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase. It's our last show before Christmas, and guess what it is? It is a special of...
Rob's Random Request!
Yes, baby! We're here and we're clear.
This is Arlena from Sweden.
Hi, this is Alinka.
And Alex.
And we're from Romania.
Hello guys, this is Imri from Israel. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest.
It is Rob's Random Request.
Yes, that's right. Kieran and Rob are back together once again for a full episode of the Eurovision Showcase Rob's Random Request Special. And particularly as we are on Hollybobs, actually, aren't we?
We are. We're in Cornwall, near in a little hotel near St. Austell.
St. Austell.
Called the Cornwall Hotel and Spa. So it's not really a little hotel at all. It's quite big.
But where's this accent come from,
Rob? I have no idea. Just done a bit of sightseeing around Cornwall, haven't we?
Yes.
Obviously keeping ourselves safe, socially distanced, wearing masks, sanitising our hands, not going to crowded places. So it's all good.
Yeah, there isn't so many crowded places, I must admit. But that's fair enough. Not a problem. Okay, right. So Rob's Random Request, basically... Each week we have a segment in the show, but this week it's going to be the whole show, bar one song, because Javier Leal has got into us with a request.
Oh, well, we can't not have Javier Leval. Blah, blah. Javier Leval. God, sorry, I do apologise. Javier Leval's request. I'm so sorry, Javier. Please don't kill me.
Javier Leal. Question number one?
Yes. I'll let Kieran say it.
Javier Leal.
I'm aware we're Facebook friends, so I apologise.
That means everything, Rob. Mm-hmm. And plus, it's not a relationship unless...
It's official on Facebook.
Correct.
Then my mum and dad aren't married.
No, aren't they divorced? No, I'm joking. Oh, no. Oh, controversial.
No, 46 years together, married.
46.
46.
Oh, my mum and dad were 40 years this year. They were. Yes, they were. Yeah, 1980, November the 29th. Anyways, right, so each... Sorry, we go on to a tangent, don't we? So basically, this is a part of the show where... Well, usually it's a part of the show, but it's going to be the whole show this week. Where Rob has two hats, don't you? You've got little bits of paper in both of these hats. The first hat's got little bits of paper with years inside... And they have currently the years of 1956 all the way up to 2020. And Rob has, in the other hat, little bits of paper with every single country who has participated in the Eurovision Song Contest. Even if it's once, which is like Morocco. Or twice, Serbia and Montenegro. You know,
and last time we did this, I don't think we got anything more modern than 1988. But most of the songs were in the 50s and 60s, which made us chuckle. So hopefully, we won't have because Kieran was really struggling.
So, yeah, my knowledge was sort of like going down the toilet.
So let me pick out a year. Shall we start? Do you mean to go on?
Yes, indeedy, Roberto. Go ahead with your draw.
Okay, I have. 1967, a nice early one, yay!
Oh dear. So the 1967 contest was the first one which the UK won, which was Sandy Shaw with Puppet on a String, and the contest was taking place in Vienna.
Oh, lovely
in
Vienna.
In Austria, which we've been for Eurovision in 2015, didn't we?
I was going to say, not quite then. Right, so let me see if I can pick out... What do you reckon the odds are I'll be picking out one of 17 countries? Good, about one third of the songs, I guess. And it's not that one, because that's Hungary.
No, debuted 1994.
Okay, the next one. Andorra.
No, we always get Andorra.
We always get Andorra when we don't
never
want
play
it.
A song of it.
Mm. Right. Oh, I've got two. So let me put one away. Okay, I have another one. It is Italy.
Ah, the Italian entry. This was in 11th with 4 points. And I don't think I've ever heard this song, actually. Claudio Villa with Non Andre Più Lontano. Dear,
great,
dear.
Isn't it? It's
Non Andare Più Lontano. Don't go far away anymore. Okay, so the song is a ballad sung from the perspective of a man telling his lover to be careful about the world around her. Oh, okay. Mm. It's not a him, it's a her. And he attempts to tell her that people aren't entirely good despite what she believes. And the reference is made to your countryside, implying that the lover is from a rural area and unused to the ways of the city.
It's basically saying that she's going to get killed.
I wouldn't go that far, but probably just to be careful and watch your back.
Drag through a hedge backwards.
Maybe. Mm. Well, this only got 4 points in 11th place, which is a bit sad, to be fair. But then the voting. Sandy Shaw won with 47 points, and Ireland's Sean Dunphy with If I Could Choose came second with 22 points. So there's a huge amount of points that the United Kingdom got. And there was one nil point that year, which was the Swiss entry. But anyways, I digress. It's time to listen to Italy 1967, this week's first song of the Rob's Random Request Special. Claudio Villa with Non Andre Più Lontano.
Enjoy!
Terra è sempre umida di nebbia e le persone sono tutte uguali, non hanno tanti sogni come te. Io le ho guardate, non hanno neanche il pane per campare, non hanno niente ma si sanno amare. E allora sono ricche più di te. Amore, amore, non andare più lontano, il mondo non è quello dei tuoi sogni, la gente non è come pensi tu.
Was a beautiful song, and I think it deserved to go much higher. That's Claudio Villa with Non Andrà Più Lontano. Oh, did you like that, Rob?
Yes, pretty.
Pretty. We like pretty. Right, okay, Rob. Let's do your second draw in this week's Rob's Random Request here on Forest FM. Yes, baby.
Okay, I have 1974.
Okay. Again, it was a year which is very significant to British listeners here of the Eurovision Showcase, Rob. Yes, as ABBA won in Brighton and the UK sent Olivia Newton-John with Long Live Love to try and beat ABBA. That didn't work.
No. Where did she come?
She came fourth, actually.
Not bad.
Not a slap in the face.
No, not so
bad. And she went into...
We'd love fourth these days, wouldn't we?
Yeah, exactly. Though, she took it quite badly, actually. But then again, she ended up coming to an international superstar. Right. What country are we going to have of 74?
Right, we have... Monaco.
Oh, we can do Monaco, Rob. Which is one of our favourites in your random request special.
Yeah, it is usually, isn't it? Yeah. So it is... it's... Celui qui reste et celui qui s'aime, some of that. Something to do with staying. I'm not sure what the rest of it actually means.
And what's the singer?
Romuald.
Yeah. Romuald. He's from Finistère in Brittany.
Oh, he's from Saint Paul de Lyon. So he's quite close to Camper and Brest area. So right on the edge, like the Cornwall of Brittany, Finistère is really, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. That's a beautiful part of the world.
Stunning. If you ever get a chance, stay in Camper, which is rather than Brest. Which is the more known city, because Quimper is just stunning.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, Brest is a big port, really.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bit like Southampton in a way, where there's not much... There's a lot of history. There's no doubt there's a lot of history. But it's a big port, so there's not much to see. No. But great for shopping.
Yes, good. I've been there once. But Quimper is really nice, and you've got a little town near there called Concarneau, which is really beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, we went to Concarneau on our first... Anniversary, wasn't
good.
It?
We had a nice dinner in Concarneau.
Oh, lovely times. Okay, so yes, Romuald, originally from France, represented Monaco, and he sang the song "Suel qui reste, c'est qu'elle qui s'en va."
I do not know what that means.
Apparently, it means the one who stays and the one who leaves.
That's interesting. I thought the word to leave was "depart." Maybe it's just the way they're The different, I don't know.
Yeah, there are six different ways of different things in French, which don't make sense. Well, to English listeners and language speakers. So here we go. Here's Monaco, 1974. Our second Rob's Random Request.
À la fin d'un amour, celui qui reste est le perdant. Celui qui part sait déjà que quelqu'un l'attend. À la fin d'un amour, à l'instant du dernier regard, il y a toujours, toujours sur terre quelque part. Celui qui reste est celui qui... Là, tu as la force de partir, je ne l'ai pas. Bien sûr que je comprends, bien sûr que je ne t'en veux pas. Mais déjà nous voilà devenus toi et moi. Celui qui reste et celui qui s'en va.
So the big finish there from Monaco in 1974, coming fourth with, joint fourth with the United Kingdom, actually, if you remember that year, which was with 14 points back then. Yeah, the points system was really, really weird. And so that was Romulade there. So, Rob, are you ready to pick your next entry, please?
I am indeed. Let's hope it's more modern, because I'm not having much luck. Every time I say that, I pull out an old one, don't I?
Yes.
So stop putting the cat among the pigeons.
Okay, well, let's have a pick up an old one, then. So I have 1977.
Okay, well, we're getting closer.
Yeah.
Dare I say it. So that was a contest in the Wembley Conference Centre.
Another one in the UK.
Yeah, another one in the UK.
Not all four of them, so all three of them so far.
No, we had the first one.
We won the first one, didn't we?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. So pick a country, please.
So 74 was the year my parents got married, and 77 was the year my sister was born.
Ah, this is all Rob the Urry family occasion.
So let's see if I pick 81 next. That's the year I was born. Right.
Come on then. Let's see what you got.
Georgia.
Georgia 1977. No, sorry.
Greece.
Yes, we can do Greece. Greece actually came fifth in 1977 and actually was one of their favourite, the best results for quite a number of years. Now, the group, could you believe, was called Fisales, Maria, Robert, and Bessie. Catchy group number, isn't it?
Yeah, and Bessie.
Yeah, Bessie.
She's an aunt.
Yeah, Aunt Bessie. And the song is called Mathima Sauvage, which I don't know if that's pronounced correctly. So this came fifth with 92 points, and basically it means Sofia Lesson, which apparently Sofia is a music education. I've never heard of that word before in my life. Have you?
Well, no, but I'm not Greek.
No, neither am I.
I've only been to Greece briefly.
Oh, yeah, how long did that last, Rob?
Not long enough.
No. Oh, no, it was more than that. Anyways, and plus you were young back then. So here's Greece 1977. It is the catchy title of Fisalis, Maria, Robert and Bessie.
Fisalis, isn't that a fruit?
It is, yes.
Is that one that looks like a little orange and it's covered in leaves or something?
Yes.
Yeah. They always serve it in restaurants next to a cheesecake. And you're thinking, why have I got this random little bit of fruit next to a lovely cheesecake? Which clearly I'm going to eat rather than the fruit.
Because it's sweet / sour. So it complements the cheesecake.
Okay. I just go straight for the cheesecake.
See, we watch MasterChef far too much. Anyway, so here is Mathima Sauvage, Italy. Italy? No, Greece. 1977. Oh, dear.
Sí.
Oh, one of Greece's best entries at the Eurovision Song Contest, I must say. Wonderful stuff. So there we are, Greece 1977. In you're listening to Kieran and Rob Aritasiot here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. If you want to find out more about our show, then please head over to our website, escshowcase.com. Right, okay, Roberto Ingtons, you have your bag of years ready.
It's a hat.
Did I say bag?
You did say bag.
Yeah, it is a hat. It is a woolly hat.
You can't tell the difference, silly boy. No. See, it's not a bag for life or anything, it's a hat. Right, okay. Oh, this is much more recent, but we're still not quite in this century yet, but it's 1997.
Yay! So again,
another important year for us.
Yes.
Eurovision-wise.
Yes, it was. The year Katrina and the Waves won with Love Shine a Light.
Yeah. I remember watching that at my friend's house.
Yes.
My friend Matt's house. We sat and watched it. And we were like, yeah, and there was a song. I think it might be, we had the subtitles on as you could back then, do you remember?
Yeah.
And one of the songs they started singing about caravans, or so the subtitle said, and we found that very entertaining.
Oh yeah, that was the Danish entry.
Oh, was it the right? Okay, which is very random.
Yeah.
So anyway, I have a country in my hand. It is Italy again.
Ah, Fiumi di Parole. This is from Gelese. They came fourth as well at the Eurovision Song Contest. So we seem to be playing songs in fourth, fifth position so far.
Was it sung in Italian?
Yeah.
Well, the Italians, have they ever sung a song in English?
Fully in English? No.
Fair play to them. I think more songs should be sung in people's mother tongues.
I completely agree. And Gelese won Sanremo that year. And Italy disappeared from Eurovision before that, in 1990, after 1993's contest.
Yes.
It was all a bit weird.
But I often find that certainly songs that are sung in English, and if the person's got a very strong accent from whatever country they're from, it doesn't always sound right. It sounds better when you hear it sang in their mother tongue, because often they'll do one in their mother tongue and then do an English version, won't they? And often the one in their own mother tongue does sound better.
Yes. Case in point, Alexeyev, who represented Belarus in 2018. That didn't work because his English pronunciation was, you couldn't understand what he was saying, bless him.
Belarusian is, or whatever.
Yeah, well, originally he was from Ukraine, but he would have sang in Belarusian. Mm. I think he did do a Belarusian version, which sounded so much better.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. I think a lot of these songs do sound better, and often they translate. I mean, what was, you know, my favorite song, Caretaker Amigo, my favorite, and the English version of that is very cheesy.
Stay With Me.
Yeah, but the Spanish version is so beautiful.
When you say Quédate Conmigo compared to Stay With Me, there's no competition.
Absolutely, quite. Anyway, you want to get on with the song, don't you, dear?
Which is?
Oh, good, it's Italy 97.
Yay! Gelese, Fiumi di Parole.
Aspetto mille scuse, come sempre da te. Sei un fiume di parole, dove anneghi anche me. Che bravo che sei, ma questo linguaggio da talk show, cosa c'entra con noi? Trovo l'unico rimedio che adotto da un po'. La mia testa chiude l'audio, la storia la so, sei fatto così, dovrei limitarmi oramai a dirti di sì. classico film dove lei farà la pazzia. Fiumi di parole, fiumi di parole tra noi, prima o poi ci portano via. Ti darò il mio cuore, ti darò il mio cuore se vuoi, se vuoi. Ora parlo con lui.
Jealousy, Fiumi di Parole, Italy, 1997, this week's Rob's Random Request special you're listening to. And that was one of many songs that we've already selected here on this very special show. Now, we have a request coming up very shortly, which won't be Rob's. Shock horror, it'll be Javier across the pond in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And in a minute, we will have this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase News. But Rob is here for his one last request before the news.
Okay, I have it. It is... anticipation. 2004. We're going further forward now.
We are each time.
We're going to run out. So we're going to go in the future. Eurovision 2050.
Yeah, tell me who won... It's got to be Iceland, isn't it?
Yeah, Iceland, definitely. Definitely Iceland. So, right, who have I got this year then? 2004, we have Moldova. Were they in it then?
No, debuted the next year, 2005.
Okay, well, that's not a shame. Andorra.
We could do Andorra 2004. Oh, my God. We finally got there. Oh, praise be the Lord. Yes, Andorra debuted in 2004. With the singer called Marta Rore. And Marta Rore sang the song in Catalan. And it was called Yuska Ema Yugerem Estima Nosh. Which it's a shame because I could do Spanish because you practically read it as it's written.
Verbatim.
For an English language speaker. But this is in Catalan, so it's completely different practically. It came 18th with 12 points, so it came fifth last in the semi-final, the very first semi-final of Eurovision it was. And which basically means a Jürgen Estenosh, which means we'll be playing at loving each other.
Oh, how lovely.
That doesn't really make sense though, does it?
Not at all, but it sounds lovely.
Okay, yes. So, basically, the song is sung from the perspective of a woman. Fancy that, it's a woman singing. who is saying to a man that she does not know why they are together and they're acting like they are so close when they hardly know each other.
Shocking.
Shocking. I know, disgusting as well. And she tells him that she knows that they are not in love, and nor will they be afterwards. So is prepared to accept this, even she wants it to be more meaningful.
Oh, it's outrageous.
I know, loving.
It's confusing. So, before the news and... Hands and Faces.
Something
Sky. Yes, that's Michael Ball. Yes. Yeah. UK 1992. Pick it out, Rob. Come on. Right, so... Yes, so, Rob, your random request once again is...
Andorra 2004.
Hooray!
I hope you like it.
Yeah, hope you like it. It's going to be amazing. Here's Matarore with Just Come Estimar Nos. Enjoy. Yes, that is Andorra 2004. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran and Rob Arutasiat on this Rob's Random Request special. But we got a request from Javier Leal. Javier, hello, good evening, bonsoir, buenas noches to you. And you have a request, which is wonderful, and it's lovely to hear from you as always. Yes, and this song is quite special to you. And he would like to play a song by Melody Club, which they participated in Melody Festival in 2011 with the song The Hunter. Yes. Now, from their album in 2011, Human Harbour, you would like to request I Don't Believe in Angels. Javier goes on to say that it means a lot to him personally, not only for such being for such as a beautiful song, but it also reminds him of his last Christmas living at home. I guess that's in Venezuela, Javier, which Javier originates from, another part of the Americas, obviously in South America. But Javier now lives in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and
Javier, Merry Christmas to you and to everybody listening to this show. So here is the beautiful song that you have requested. Here is I Don't Believe in Angels by Melody Club from Sweden.
To keep you updated on the latest news information from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News with Kieran Uritotiot.
Now in Croatia, for their national final Dora 2021, Nina Krajic, who represented Croatia in 2016, and Tony Satinski, who represented Croatia in 1994, are among 14 acts confirmed for the Croatian national final. Now, finally, we're going to have our first national final coming up very soon, actually from tomorrow. Yes, Festival Ikengis in Albania, 59. Yes, that's the 59th edition. Will take place from the 21st to the 23rd of December. Oh yes, and most of the performances have been pre-recorded, obviously because of the COVID-19 pandemic, so just bear that in mind. But thankfully we've got our first national final. Destiny Chikanera, who won Junior Eurovision for Malta in 2015 and was going to represent Malta at this year's Eurovision Song Contest, yes, she
gave her very first live performance of All My Love, which was her entry for this year's Eurovision Song Contest at the grand final of Malta's Got Talent. There was no studio audience, of course, but she still slayed, and oh my goodness me, did she ever. I can't wait to see her in Rotterdam next year. In slightly some interesting political news, the normalisation of political relations between Israel and Morocco has finally happened, and a journalist from the Israeli broadcaster is hoping to try and get Morocco to rejoin the Eurovision Song Contest. And as me and Rob mentioned earlier, they've only had the one entry, and that was in 1980. And finally, we head over to Slovenia, and Anna Stokic, with her song Voda, has released an epic music video. It's about 7 minutes long, though, but it's amazing for the Slovenian entry for 2020.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com. It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's Random Request.
Yes, you are listening to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. I'm Kieran Uritasiet, and I'm joined with...
Rob Uritasiet, yay!
Yes, Rob's here for Rob's Random Request special here on Christmas week, really. Crikey, it's on Friday. The big day, at least. Okay, right, Roberto Ingtons, it is now time for your next request. Coming out of the bag, the hat technically is a year.
We've had this one already, but it's fine. 1977.
Oh, really? Okay, yep, that's fine. We'll go back to the 1977 contest. We were going forwards, Rob, but now we've done a sharp turn at Albuquerque.
To the left.
To the left.
To the right.
To the right. Okay. So what country are we doing? Why are you on your phone?
So I thought you were looking at something on the internet.
No. I'm just getting the year ready so I don't mess up.
Ah, sorry. Right. So I have a... Let's have a look. I have... Oh, Hungary again. Didn't I pick that last time for 1977?
Possibly.
Yeah, how random. Okay. Well, I've got two. So the first one in my hand is Serbia-Montenegro. No. France.
Ah, the winner. Marie Myriam. Or Les Enfants. Oh, what was it?
A bird and a child.
Les Enfants.
L'oiseau et l'enfant.
L'oiseau et l'enfant.
L'enfant.
L'enfant. Oh, yes, l'enfant.
Yeah.
L'enfant, because it's not l'enfant. Yeah.
Yeah, because you can't say le enfant because it's a vowel, so it's l'enfant.
Because what am I here, Rob? I am.
I don't know.
Silly.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know what you meant.
Yeah, yeah. And I should know, because I'm studying French at the moment.
We are indeed. C'est très bon.
Oui. And répétez à la française, s'il vous plaît.
So, la France, l'oiseau et l'enfant.
L'auteur.
Ah,
la chanson.
La chantière, I think it is.
Oui.
Marie Malazam, I can't see. Can I put my glasses on?
Marie Myriam.
Comme un enfant aux yeux de lumière qui voit passer au loin les oiseaux, comme l'oiseau bleu survolant la terre, voit comme le monde est beau. Beau le bateau dansant sur les vagues, ivre de vie, d'amour et de vent. Belle la chanson naissante des vagues, abandonnée au sable blanc. Blanc l'innocent, le sang du poète qui en chantant invente l'amour pour que la vie s'habille de fête et que la nuit se change en jour. Jour d'une vie où l'aube se lève pour réveiller lumière qui voit passer au loin les oiseaux, comme l'oiseau bleu survolant la terre, nous trouverons ce monde amour, l'amour.
Marie Myriam, that's beautiful. Louise et l'enfant.
L'oiseau.
L'oiseau et l'enfant.
L'enfant.
L'enfant. Oh, just let the francophone do it. All right, yes. It's terrible. I know. Maybe it's because I'm tired. I don't know. It's been a long week, dear.
Yes, it has indeed.
Right.
Anyway, I have a year in my hand. Oh, the next year, the following year, 1978.
All right. Where was that hosted, Rob?
Oh my word, France!
Yeah.
Paris?
Yeah!
That was a bit of an educated guess, really. I mean, it could have been somewhere like Bourges or you know, Pau or Clermont-Ferrand. Don't think there's anywhere in Pau that could host it. It's big enough, is it? Anyway, 1978, so I have a country. Let's see if it works, shall we? Norway!
Ha! Really? Norway got Nil Point this year, and one of the famous Nil Point songs of all time, it's Jahn Teigen with Mil Etter Mil.
So didn't Norway get Nil Point more than anyone else?
Yes.
Yes, and is that still something that they, an accolade they still hold?
Yeah, though they haven't got Nil Point since 1997.
Okay, okay.
So I think they've shaken it off, really.
But it is one of those things everyone remembers that Norway didn't do very well early on in the Eurovision career.
Yeah, they got Nil Point in 1978, as we know. And then they got Nil Point again in 1981. And then they got Nil Point following that. Oh, gosh. Yeah, they didn't get Nil Point again until 1997. But they must have got it again. Hang on a minute. No. No, they didn't. No. So there we are. Stumped. Yes. So they didn't get it as often as you think, but though then again in the 60s and the 70s, late early 70s, Nil Point songs were more often happen because the scoring wasn't right.
It's unlikely to happen now because of the new scoring system, isn't it? It'd be very, very harsh if someone got no points from the jury and then no points at all from the televote.
Which is probably gonna happen to the United Kingdom next year.
Probably.
And yeah, you can. Yeah. Anyway, so this was a huge hit in Norway. It was crazy. And Jahn Teigen went to superstardom. He ended up representing Norway twice after this, along with his wife, Anita Skorgen, in 1982 with the song Adieu. And solo, but yeah, Anita Skorgen was in the backing group. With the song Do Re Mi in 1983. Yeah, a little bit like that. But it was so much good, so good, so good. Anyway, so here is Mil et Mil, which was the Norwegian entry of the 1978 Eurovision Song Contest, and another Rob's Random Request. Sick.
t'aime. Rett ditt sinn mot et annet sted. Kom hit hvor jeg hvor solen der. Du må ikke gå
Mil etter mil from Jahn Teigen. That is Norway 1978. Another Rob's Random request.
Absolutely. And apparently now we're doing a Rob's Random live and kicking request.
We are indeed. So what does that mean?
I have one question for you, Kieran. Yeah. What should happen if I pick out this year? Because not all of the songs will have live versions, because not all of them would have had national final versions.
Well, we wouldn't be able to do that then.
Ah, shocking. But
if we did, we'd have to redraw.
If we did pick out one with a national final version, you could play it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's unlikely to happen, but let's see.
So, you're going to announce it now?
Time for Rob's Random Request, live and kicking!
Yes, it's happening. We've got a Rob's Random Request live and kicking special.
Let's
so.
See what year I pick out then. 1958.
You're kidding. Okay, that's fine. Well, I think what it's going to have to be, I'm afraid, Rob. Yes, so...
Okay,
1958's contest.
It could take a while to find a country, so let's crack on with that first.
Yeah, it's Hilversum in the Netherlands, was the host city in the Avros Studios, and it was held on the 12th of March 1958. So, Roberto, have you got a year? We've got
ten
countries to pick.
Well, I've actually picked one, France.
Oh, the winner. Ah.
Hopefully you'll find a live version of that then.
Yeah, of course I will. Here is the live version of France 1958 and their winner. Here is André Caveau with Dors Mon Amour.
Dors Mon Amour.
Which is beautiful. Oh yeah, this is a really lovely sweetie song. It means sleep, my love. And here is the winner of the Eurovision Song Contest 1958 for La France. Pour la France.
Dors, mon amour, Le soleil est encore loin du jour. Nous avons pour aimer tout le temps. Et la nuit nous comprendra. Protégé par mes bras qui entourent ton sommeil d'un rideau de bonheur, dors au creux de mon cœur. Je suis un roi qui tient tout son royaume en ses doigts et qui tremble de voir s'écrouler ce royaume enchanté. Mon amour, ma princesse enfermée dans sa tour, avec tous les refrains de la nuit, ma princesse endormie. Je suis ton âme pas à pas sur son chemin de joie, et je m'amuse à me pencher sur ton sommeil étoilé. Dors, mon amour, le soleil est encore loin du jour. Nous avons pour aimer tout le temps, et la nuit nous comprend. Dors, mon amour, protégé par mes bras qui entourent ton sommeil d'un rideau de bonheur, dors au creux de mon cœur. J'entends la voix de ta vie qui bat tout près de moi, et je sens comme un souffle très doux qui caresse ma joue. Dors, mon amour, ma princesse endormie dans sa tour, j'aperçois le sourire du matin. Voici le soleil de demain, le grand soleil de l'amour éternel.
Beautiful. That's André Cavour with Dorme en Amour, the French Eurovision winner of 1958. Did you enjoy that, Rob?
I did. It was beautiful.
It was, and what's that? Très belle?
Très belle.
Well, that's it for our Rob's Random Request special. Rob, thank you for joining me once again.
Pas problème.
Hey. And we've had a wonderful time. Now, we're going to have a special on our on Spotify and Mixcloud of Christmas Eurovision songs. So that will be coming out tomorrow. Yes, on Monday. Ooh, we can't wait. So take care of yourselves. Au revoirci, au revoir. Au revoir, saying visla, dobiden, yeah?
Bonne fête.
Yeah, bonne fête. Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. Toodaloo.